Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome to our second hour here on Circles of Change. We're going to switch gears a bit, although stay in the theme of leaving a legacy, and take you to the not-for-profit world. In our first segment, I'd like to welcome to the studio Scott Castle and Lissa Gibbs. How are you two today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Doing well. Terrific. Well, a particularly special segment, we're going to talk about bargains that benefit. Scott Castle is a longtime resident of Tucson, and he graduated of Rincon High School, as well as the University of Arizona, and he graduated with a business and marketing degree. Scott then joined AMC Theaters as a manager before starting Grand Cinemas with Partners, a discount movie theater chain that expanded to 5 locations. The company was active in the community, donating to various causes, and is still involved in the Tucson Film Festival. Scott then moved from Grand Cinemas to start the Oasis Cinema in Nogales, Arizona, where he continues today as an investor. This year, Scott stepped into becoming, though, a social entrepreneur, where he realized how deep the public school funding has deteriorated. Funding for his son's kindergarten, in fact, was completely eliminated, and parents expected now to pay the $1,300. Arizona, in fact, is fifth in the country in per pupil fifth lowest in the country in per pupil funding. While sitting in front of the computer one day looking at a Groupon deal, Scott saw the opportunity for this business model actually be used in Tucson. We're working with local businesses, a portion of the proceeds would go to schools, plus help our local economy. Thus, BargainsThatBenefit.com was launched, with over 20% of the proceeds donated then to the local school of your choice. With Scott today in the studio is Lissa Gibbs. She's the Executive Director of Educational Enrichment Foundation, a nonprofit community-based foundation providing direct resources to teachers and students. Her goal is to enrich and expand student learning within the schools of the Tucson Unified School District. A documentary television producer and media arts curator by training, Lissa also worked as a middle school and high school language arts teacher at a public college prep magnet school in the heart of Los Angeles for 5 years. She's a graduate of Tucson's University High School and holds both a Bachelor of Arts and a Master of Arts from the University of California at Berkeley. Well, again, thank you, you two, for coming. A very interesting and timely subject, we might add. Scott, I love this article that was written about Bargains That Benefit that you were quoted as saying, it's a no-work fundraiser compared with the endless sales of cookie dough and wrapping paper that students engage in each year.
Oh, it is. So compared to other fundraisers, you don't have to go out there and knock on doors. You don't have to ask people to sell cookie dough or the expensive wrapping paper. And it works 365 days a year. All you really need to do is just ask people to sign up, buy the bargain, and 20% of the proceeds goes to the school of your choice.
Well, tell us, for those who may not be familiar with what the Groupon model is about, explain what that is.
It's an online coupon that you get a daily a deal sent to you on a daily basis. And it can be for restaurants, services, hodgepodge of different things you could actually buy. And it's, ironically, it started, I think a little over a year ago, and the gentleman who started it graduated from MIT, had the model in mind, and it's actually grown and exploded to the point where I think Google offered him $6 billion last year for a complete buyout. They've had a ton of copycats, including us, but we thought we could focus in on a segment of the market, and that would be the schools, and at the same time, make a few bucks and obviously help the schools.
And so your first Bargains That Benefit event, I'll call it, that was earlier in the summer, wasn't it, when you launched the site?
We launched in July, yes. So we actually started off with a fundraiser, and that is actually how I got in contact with Lissa Gibbs from the Educational Enrichment Foundation. We did a nice fundraiser benefiting the foundations here in Tucson, and Lissa was quite beneficial in helping us spearhead. She contacted the other foundations in Tucson. We contacted Casa Video and Desert Sports and Fitness, and they both offered a bargain, and 100% of the proceeds went to the foundations.
That's terrific.
You know, Sarah, I think one of the things about bargains that benefit is it's really important, and about Scott, is that you haven't mentioned that he's a parent.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
Parents do a lot of work in their schools to make sure that the teachers that are teaching their children have the resources that they need. And this is an issue not just in Arizona. Arizona is very, very fortunate to have many people who care a great deal about the future of our state, which is in our children. But we're also, you know, very close to the bottom in per pupil spending in the nation. But many other states are looking at this. I mean, California is really struggling right now. And I think that, you know, Arizona in some ways has an advantage over this, or communities in Arizona have an advantage over thinking about how to deal with this problem, because it is a challenge that is an opportunity. And you have to work smarter. You have to work collaboratively. And there's the nonprofit sector, and then there are local businesses. And local businesses, you know, those are the companies that you go to when you have a soccer team that needs mm-hmm. jerseys, or
right.
you've got, you know, a tournament that's at a state that you need support from. You go to the local businesses, and the local businesses care about, you know, their future customers and their future employees. So I can say that, you know, an important aspect of what Scott's doing is about being a parent, but there's another aspect to this, and that even if you're not a parent, the kids that are in your community are not someone else's children. They're your future. They're going to be your future ability to retire. You need them to have skills to get high-paying jobs, because they're going to be paying into your retirement
That's
fund,
exactly
whether
right.
it's Social Security or a pension fund or whatever it is. You're connected to them. And in our community, in Tucson Unified School District, there are 53,000 students. And 38,000, more than 38,000 of those kids qualify for reduced or free meal assistance. Their families are not going to be able to buy the additional supplies that a teacher needs. A teacher mm-hmm. typically, on average, spends $1,200 of his or her own money out of pocket, sometimes up to $5,000 a year. But typically, those teachers also have families to support. So communities have to start looking at ways to support each other, because we are interconnected that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are schools within Tucson Unified School District that, you know, they run out of toilet paper. They run out of chalk.
That's right.
They run out, you know, if you want to make a teacher happy, or if you want to make a school happy, get a packet of dry erase markers, which is the chalk of the generation mm-hmm. that we're all part of. Dry erase markers. Simple thing. Incredibly expensive. Teachers use them all day long. They dry out. What do you do when you don't have any more? As a teacher, you go and buy them yourself if your school doesn't have any money for it. And it's not an issue of mismanagement of funds, that the administration has hogged all the money with big top salaries. No, the money truly is not there. And I think that we're seeing that in our state budgets. But public education systems are funded by state revenues. And the economy is
caught in that trap.
Yeah, it's caught in that trap. And our ability to recover from the economic downturn is entirely based on our future ability of our kids to have success. And if you don't have basic tools to learn, you don't have paper, you don't have pencils, you know, it's a problem
That's
for
exactly
everybody.
Right.
And so, you know, bargains that benefit, it comes from a place that is smart, collaborative, and also committed to supporting local economies and local businesses that typically support schools anyway.
Then it's also pretty high touch. Scott, so if someone went to your site right now, so that's bargainsthatbenefit.com, tell me what they would see and how they would do what they want to do.
Well, we have online right now a Sabino Canyon Chiropractic offering a great deal. So you look at the deal. I think it's for $49.99. You get $265 worth of services. You click on a little shopping cart, and away you go. You get the deal. It's extremely easy. You just sign up, and once you're signed up, you get a bargain sent to you about every 2 or 3 days.
And I think as well, though, the important is that you can designate where the proceeds go to, correct?
Absolutely. You can pick your own school, and you can also pick a foundation, of which Alyssa is a part of, the Educational Enrichment Foundation. You can pick that. It's wonderful. And Alyssa actually mentioned that teachers are running out of numerous supplies. We're listening to that from teachers, and we are actually going to offer teachers the opportunity to have their classroom actually designated as a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't be up permanently, but for a short period of time, you could have a Johnson's class designated as your school or as the choice for the benefit to go to.
That's great. So you opened the site in July, and tell us what kind of commotion has happened. Tell us about the, just in general, some of the other businesses that have participated, and how often do they post, and then what's been their reception out in the greater populace here in Tucson so far?
We've had some really good response. A number of businesses actually want to participate to actually help, along with just helping the schools. They see the benefit in terms of an advertisement for themselves. The business model itself is wonderful. You don't have to pay any upfront advertising costs, so they see the benefit there. Then they also see the benefit in actually helping the schools. We've had pool supplies companies, Joe's Pool Service helped us out, Desert Sports and Fitness, Casa Video, Hot Rod Cafe. We've had numerous businesses really embrace us, and they hear what we're doing, and they want to help.
It would seem like you'd want to absolutely target the Chambers of Commerce, of course, with so many other businesses to tap into.
We actually joined Local First Arizona, and they have numerous businesses as well. And I just recently joined Tucson Business Experts Networking Group, and they have a number of businesses to help. And I'm finding that as these businesses find out more and more about us, more and more want to participate. We're getting email sent to us, hey, I'm a massage therapist, I want to help. We had Carrie Zamora, she has done two massage therapists or deals for us so far, and a number of massage therapists seem to want to
sure pump the connection then from let's say if we've got listeners who are involved with their local school, involved in the parent teacher organization, how might they get in touch with you, and what would that conversation look like?
All they really need to do is go on scott@bargainsthatbenefit.com, send me an email, tell me you're interested. I will go to the PTA meeting, PTO meeting. I will do whatever you need me to do, and we'll just get you involved. I can give you some flyers to hand out to the school, to the parents to distribute, and it's easy. Once they sign up, like I said, it's a no-work fundraiser. It works year-long. And it's better than the cookie dough or the wrapping paper.
Right.
There are actually things you need, and I think that that's really important
that's right.
In tough economic times, that, you know, you want to support your school, and they're selling wrapping paper. And, yes, lots of people need wrapping paper, but the truth of the matter is that you don't need any more wrapping paper. And and that wrapping paper company is not connected to your local community. And an interesting statistic that's come out of the Local First movement is that for every dollar that's spent at a company that's locally owned, 45 cents of it stays in the community. And that breeds, you know, more economic opportunity, which is a good thing. And in a community like Tucson that has very few national headquarters.
Correct.
We need to support our local businesses, and I don't think that we're unique as a community that way. The money that's available philanthropically from large companies like Target or Safeway, or, you know, they're usually, when they're giving grants specific to Northern California or Minneapolis or Dallas, that money's really, the larger amounts of monies are not available to the nonprofit communities that are outside of those areas. I have to tell you, you know, Tiger Woods has a foundation, and I was extremely surprised that his foundation did not fund nonprofits in the state of Arizona. So I actually did a letter writing campaign for a period of time trying to convince the foundation for Tiger Woods that this would be a very good thing for him to do. You know, they didn't really respond, but, you know, I made a case for it. But the point that I'm trying to make is that your local businesses are who support your community.
Mm-hmm.
And that 45 cents of every dollar that you spend at a local business actually generates more income and wealth within the community. And that's compared to 13 cents at a nationally owned corporation that you might be spending money at. And that's not to say that those corporations don't help our schools and help our communities. You know, I like Target as much as everyone else. But the truth of the matter is we really need to support our local businesses, because they're also going to employ the kids that are coming through our school systems.
Sure, you bet. The other piece of this conversation, of course, is that, of course, we talk about just the basic fundamental needs the schools have. You mentioned about books and school supplies and meals and the like, but also the fact that so many schools are being impacted by purportedly the extra classes that we maybe aren't viewing as critical, whether that be physical education or the arts. That actually is taking away a huge part of the learning experience, isn't it, Alyssa?
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize that most school libraries are closed in schools, mm-hmm. At least within Tucson. They may be staffed by volunteers, but they're not trained. They're not trained professional librarians, and there is a difference there. If you're in a low-income neighborhood and the families are working, chances are they're not going to have that kind of parent volunteer base, and they're not going to have their library open. They're not going to have the art class. There are different ways in Arizona through Arizona tax credits that you can designate donations specifically to public schools to support those activities. But I think many people don't realize that, you know, they're called extracurricular. That's what they were called maybe when you were growing up, but they're actually co-curriculars.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are the things that really teach, particularly for middle school and high school students, 21st century learning skills. You know, they teach you how to be part of a team. So they teach communication and teamwork, which is a very valuable skill to have in the workplace. They teach leadership, and they actually teach it. They teach cooperation. They teach responsibility to the community. Team sports, you know, unbelievably important. I mean, imagine if your community didn't have Friday night football games. Kids at that age need to know that they have a responsibility to their community to do the very best they can. They have to practice. They have to work well together with people that they maybe don't like. They have to listen to their coach.
That's right.
You know?
Right,
and they're healthy. And when they do that kind of thing after school, they don't do other things, which are far more expensive for the state to deal with in terms of teenage pregnancy, drug addiction, and petty crime. I mean, I would prefer to have, you know, the football team of the lowest income high school out there practicing instead of, you know, those 20 guys roaming around the streets after school looking for something to do.
And
one of the things that we do is we provide scholarships to those kids to make sure that that fee is paid, because you have to pay a fee to do those things
to be able to afford it.
Yeah.
You know, and Scott, I'm sure, you know, I read your academic credentials coming from Rincon High School and then going to the U of A, that extracurriculars and the things you did to foster your career were, and sometimes any of us talk about those college and high school experiences or even younger years, it was the extracurricular things that fed our ability to do these other things in our lives.
Absolutely. You know, I played sports in high school, and I played football on the for Rincon. Didn't do that well at Rincon. Rincon hasn't done
go
that
Rangers.
Well. But, go Rangers, yeah. But, you know, we had all the equipment supplied for us. And we're hearing now that that's just not happening. You know, you have to belly up and pay for a lot of the equipment yourself, and it's just a real shame. It's just not in the sports either. It's in the arts.
Well, let alone, like I said in the introduction, though, to think that here your son was ready for kindergarten, and there was no funding for kindergarten in your school system.
Yeah, it just so happened to be the very first year that they did that, and I was thankful for that.
Well, you know, TUSD, that cut came very suddenly and was, you know, an emergency cut, mm-hmm. that came out of the Arizona State Legislature, and it was referred to, because you know, they knew it was a really bad thing to do, and they referred to it as restoration of half-day kindergarten. You know, no, that was a cut, and many families, it affected them, you know, and it affected a parent's ability maybe to go back to work full-time. And TUSD, to its credit, was very smart about saying, no, this is a priority. We have to make sure that there is money to pay for full-day kindergarten for everyone who wants to have full-day kindergarten.
Well, in particular, because in this day and age, this isn't just daycare, of course. This is a learning environment that our children, more and more so, are just insatiable appetites at that fragile year to tee them up for the balance of their elementary school.
The science is really showing over time that the issues related to addiction, incarceration, and dropping out of high school, if a kid does kindergarten, preschool, gets that early education, early childhood development, and learns to love school and gets on that track early, those issues are actually dealt with in kindergarten. That whole thing about all I ever needed to learn in life, I learned in kindergarten.
True.
It's true. you know, and we as a community, you know, we have to value that.
No, that's right. Scott, back to bargains that benefit then. The team that developed this whole activity, you've got three partners, if I recall reading, that developed the site, marketing, PR, and so on. Tell us about your team.
Well, I really had to do some homework, and, you know, the biggest kicker was finding a website developer.
Mm-hmm.
And finding a website developer who could do something similar to the Groupon project. And I found that when I started looking around, price tags of $20,000, $25,000 to develop the website really kind of shocked me. So what I did is I looked around and I contacted some web developers and I interviewed some, and I found a very, very nice lady who's very adamant about education in Tucson, and she wouldn't have done this if we weren't doing something like this, Diane Neudenfelt, and she is our web developer, and she has put probably a good year in developing our website, and she's just done a wonderful, wonderful job. We brought in two other salespeople, Alan Oakes and Hans Ray, and they are sales aspect. So that's where we're moving forward from now.
That's right. And if I recall that Hans as well has two children in schools.
He does have two children, yes. Yes, and Diane actually has a daughter that's a teacher. So, I mean, we all have a vested interest in seeing education grow in Arizona and in Tucson. And actually, Arizona is 50th in the country in per pupil spending. We are very last.
Yeah, that's right.
It goes up and down, but we've been pretty consistent at being at the bottom for a while, and we're not proud of that.
Yeah. So how is it that people sign up for Bargains That Benefit?
Go to www.bargainsthatbenefit.com, and right on their homepage, you can sign up then and there. It's very easy. And again, if anybody has any questions or comments, scott@bargainsthatbenefit.com.
That's great. And Scott, the thought, have others, people been watching your Now system? Have you been contacted from people from other states or other communities at this point?
Yeah, it's actually kind of odd. I mean, we're still trying to really get the recipe for this. But we do want to go to other cities once we're up and going and proficient. But I've had somebody from Denver contact us, and somebody from Omaha already contact us wanting to know how they can get a Bargains That Benefit in their city up and going.
Terrific. That's great. And then, Lissa, just briefly tell us the Educational Enrichment Foundation. How can people learn more about what your organization does?
You can go to our website. We are a community-based foundation. We're not part of TUSD's budget. We receive no government funding. We fundraise all of our money for our programs. We've got many different programs. You can go to www.eftucson.org. And I just want to say, you know, the really important thing about Bargains That Benefit is that it brings attention to an issue that is nationwide at this point. And I really appreciate that they are partnering and collaborating with people in the nonprofit sector to bring attention to this issue and think smarter to come up with solutions, because the truth of the matter is that, you know, if you're not part of the solution, you're probably the problem, and you've got to change that.
You bet. In fact, this idea of the public and private partnerships together is something that we can capture a lot of energy on across a multitude of disciplines. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Scott Castle and Lissa Gibbs. We'll keep track of Bargains That Benefit here. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
You bet. Pleasure.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, 877-544-2580.